we have a similar vibe that they do. They also have a similar vibe to a store up in Seattle that I love called Blue Highway Games. And there is a DNA lineage that if you come see me sometime, I'll tell you about it. But we are in the Beaumont District next door to Bagelland near Little Griddle. We have a great game store on our street called the Paladins League, which is a board game cafe. Come visit us.
Great. Well, Miles, thank you so much for being here.
Oh my gosh,
it's been awesome.
So much fun
to have you.
Yeah.
And thank you all for listening to Winner's Bias. If you would like to comment on the show, have any questions, or suggest discussion topics, you can email us at winnersbias@kbu.org. And you can find us on Instagram at winnersbias. How's that coming along, James?
It's moving. It's moving.
I'm Nate.
And I'm James. We want to remind you that KBOO is a volunteer-powered community platform. That means we are funded by you, the listener. Just go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to 44321. Remember, it's not about the games you play, but how you fit your new board game hobby onto the limited space on your shelves. Have a good one.
Keep our minds on the game.
All the games people play now.
Do you think that we could play another game?
You play silly games like that.
Game. Fun and game.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
You're listening to KBO Radio. This is Voices of Vision with Pallavi and Charles Chambry.
On Voices of Vision show, we spotlight authentic stories and voices that are making a difference in the community. Our aim is to inspire, inform, and connect. Now, Voices of Vision is a storytelling platform that amplifies the authentic voices shaping our local communities right here in Oregon. Each episode will spotlight entrepreneurs, creatives, change makers, thought leaders, whose work inspires, informs, and drives meaningful impact. Through candid conversations and real fun stories, we'll explore themes of purpose, resilience, innovation, and equity, and cultural identity. Whether you're a visionary in the making or someone looking to stay connected to community-driven change, Voices of Vision is where passion meets purpose on air. I'm your host, Pallavi Pandey, and a small business owner of a sustainable tableware brand called Detox, where we make classy, compostable tableware like your plates, bowls, spoons, straws, charcuterie boards from leaves for events for consumers and businesses.
And I'm international speaker, radio, TV, host, adjunct professor, writer, and entrepreneur, MC. So if you need an MC for your event, I'm the person to pick. And recently I've been doing some MCing for the trivia night. So if you need some trivia, I'm the person to contact for that. Yeah.
Woohoo. So on our show today, our guest is Veronica Navarrete of Versa Style.
Oh, I like how you said that. You wrote your tongue. That's okay. Can you speak Spanish? Yeah. You speak Spanish?
No, but no. I made sure I asked our guest, what is the right way to say your name? Oh. Because representation matters.
So you practiced that
I
out.
I did practice.
Wait, how many languages? I know. We're going to get
there. I'm going to say it one more time. Okay, ready? Veronica Navarrete. Can you say Charles? Your turn.
No, that's fine. I was going to say, how many languages you speak again? I forgot.
Just two.
Two, okay.
Actually, three, if you include my dialect.
Yeah.
So in my country, we have dialects also.
Gotcha.
Three. Yeah. Same, two over here.
Yeah.
All right.
And Bartok, I guess.
Nice. So telling a little bit about our guest to our audience here, Veronica is a first-generational Mexican creative whose journey in fashion began at just 14 years of age. Veronica started modeling locally, participating in mall fashion shows and creative photo shoots just for fun. Her passion for fashion stayed alive through the years, even as life led her down different paths. Now, during the pandemic, she explored online styling courses, but realized her strengths thrive in hands-on, real-world environments. Her volunteer experience at Fashion Next deepened her love for the behind-the-scenes hustle of fashion shows. even if the space didn't quite feel like her own. Now, that spark led her to create something deeply personal, a Dia de los Muertos inspired fashion show that blended cultural heritage with modern style. And you can correct me if there was anything
wrong.
No,
that was great.
Okay. And I have no idea what it means, what language it is, so we'll get on that later on. What started as an idea quickly became a movement with the support of fellow creatives. The result? Stunning productions like Ofrenda, Petal and Pose, and now her latest upcoming show, Soul Stitch, happening on August 23rd, 2025. Please welcome the visionary, the creative force, and the heart behind it all, Veronica Navrate.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah.
Nice to have you here.
Yeah, glad to be here. So thank you guys for inviting me and having me part of your show. This is such huge honor. Mm-hmm. Cool. And you said my name beautifully, and I'm like, I love that. Yeah. You gotta say it.
No pressure, Charles.
No pressure. You got that whole segment.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, cool. What was the last time we met? And I know this is your first time meeting Pallavi. What was the last time we saw each other?
The last time we saw each other, it would be at Petal and Pose after party, after Glow.
Okay. We had some fun.
Yeah.
I did the red carpet. Oh, George was there too. George.
I know. I was like, George, I know you.
To our audience, George is the man behind the whole gadget thing.
George is a man. Yeah, no, it was a ton of fun. Thank you so much for like doing all the interviews and stuff. They were wonderful. Mm-hmm. Everybody enjoyed it. It was an exciting experience, I think. I would say that show was very exciting because it was like a last minute thing. Like we only had like a month to prepare for it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's like the production in a month?
Yeah. So for me, I was like, okay, like one of my team members, Jen, she like called me up and she's like, hey, like I've been talking to these people, like they want us to be a part of this show, like a Bloom tour. She's like, and they want us to do like a little fashion show. Are you down to do it? And I was like, yeah, I'm down for a challenge. So let's go.
Easy peasy. All I need is 30 days,
it's
one
fine.
Month.
Yeah, it's fine. And, you know, the whole time everybody's stressing. And that's my attitude. I'm always like, it's fine. It's going to work out. And everybody's like running around doing the Zoomies. And it's like,
Charles probably know here how hard it is to put up with shows because you ever see so many fashion shows, right?
Yeah.
Is 30 days the right mindset thing?
Well, actually, you need more time. Yeah. I mean, these are like mini. You know, setting up this.
That was a mini one. And it was like, I'm so grateful for the designers that jumped in and they were like ready to go. Like, Love by Stephanie, you know, Burn to the Bee did an amazing job. Sparkling Gowns, which is like a local design.
Yes, like, well, that's one of my favorites.
So they like, we all reached out to them and they were like on board and it's like, sweet. And then the model from Ofrenda already having like the model list, it was so easy to like contact the models and be like, hey, I have this opportunity for you. And that's kind of like something I want to create. I want to like all these shows that I'm doing, I want to like build these relationships with the models, designers, everybody that I work with.
Yeah.
If there's another opportunity, even in my show or another show, bring them along and be like, hey, I got this for you.
Wow.
Are you down? Or I met this designer and they need models like for a photo shoot. It's like, hey, like I want to, since I started modeling at a, such a young age, I want to be able to like protect and like guide these younger girls or not even younger, just anybody that's like wanting to be in the business.
How about him? Do you model, Charles?
A little bit. Thank you for
Can Charles get on the Ofrenda list?
Of course.
Would you like already?
I prefer the MC. That's my
strength. You can do both.
Yeah.
There we go.
This is interesting. I didn't know you were a model. I mean, I'm not surprised, but I mean, we were joking about that, right?
She said she's retired. I just can't do it. I love cheeseburgers too much to like not retire.
Well, tell us more about that. So tell us a little bit more about where you're from. I know she said in the intro, but tell us more about where you're from and how'd you get here?
Yeah, I was like born and raised in Vancouver, Washington, and my parents, they had a business growing up, so they had like these connections, and they just met this lady that like saw me at the store, and they were like, oh, like, do you want to like model and stuff? Wow. And
So you were a sassy kid.
I guess so, yeah. That's how, like, my parents see me, you know, like, I guess, yeah. Now you know. I have a big personality, I guess. But, yeah, they just took me there for, like, an after-school activity, and I really loved it because they show you how to, the etiquette of backstage. And not just that, but, like, also, like, just being, like, a lady, you know, like, how to, like, carry yourself and, like, how to, like, present yourself and how to have communications with people and also, like, be aware of scammers because there's so many out there. Mm. So, like, I brought that along and I'm just, like, I just want to, like, be able to help people. And I love fashion and I love being in the scene and stuff like that, but I don't want to be, like, the front center. Mm. So, like, doing Ofrenda, the first show, I was like, I want to be able to create this platform for these models to be like, if they do another show and they don't know, like, the, you know, like, the contracts or, like, how to act with a photographer or, like, how to act with a designer or if this is too much or whatever, I want them to know that they could come to me or one of my team members and be like, I don't feel comfortable over there, like, is this okay? And it's like, we'll figure it out for you, you know? Yeah. Like, I just want to create, like, a safe platform, but also give them that opportunity to grow and maybe open the doors for them. Same as with designers. There's so many new designers out there that it's like, let me guide you where hopefully you're not getting scams, but I will try my hardest, you know, to help you out and create this platform. I don't know.
That's great. That's great. Well, tell us more about your business and the mission behind it, the focus behind it. I mean, you touched on it a little bit, but just go a little bit further on that.
Yeah. I'm not very artsy. Like, I love art and everything, and I'm not, but I have so much ideas in my brain that I'm like,
visionary.
Like, I feel like I'm gonna explode. But I don't know how to, like, draw, so I can't put them down on paper. So in my brain, I was like, oh, I have this crazy idea. We're like, let's do, like, a runway in the water and, like, do this. And then I just try to make it happen, you know?
It sounds like a Bollywood cinematographer graphical set. They can make anything happen.
Yeah, and in my brain, I was like, I'm gonna make it happen. I don't know how, but it's gonna happen. Like, Ofrenda, like, I just had this vision. Ofrenda's like the Dia de los Muertos inspired fashion show, which is like a beautiful tradition in our culture where it's like we celebrate the dead. And, you know, and we do, like, the skull makeup, and that basically represents that we're all the same, you know? But I always saw it as a beautiful way to bring fashion into it. Mm. And so I just, you know, randomly was talking to my friend Jen about it. And she was like, I think that's a cool concept for a fashion show too. Mm. And I was like, yeah, I think we can make it possible. And later that day, she called me and she was like, I was just talking to this artist about this fashion show idea you have. And then I felt, I was like, oh, no, it's happening. Yeah, and then I'm like, I can't back out now, you know? Right. So I give her tremendous props by, like, just showing me that it's, like, possible. Like, somebody sees my idea.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, when you have an idea, it feels like it's too wild, you know? And then maybe nobody understands it.
They always say, be careful what you ask for or what you say, right? That can come true.
And I just keep on talking.
That's great. No, it's good. I mean, I wasn't there. I didn't know you before then, but there's some great pictures on social media.
I will check them out.
Yeah, and on your website too.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I did look at your website. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you. My friend Anastasia did it. I'm so.
And I was scouring through if there are some pictures sustainability wise, like with plants or leaves or flowers.
Yeah. Yeah, that was another idea. Weeks that she does these amazing pieces, and she did a little bit of Petal and Pose, and she's gonna come back for Soul Stitch and do a few pieces. Mm. So I'm like, hey. Right.
So I think a couple of years ago I donated my products to Petal and Pose.
You did?
I did.
Oh, yes. Oh my god.
Good.
Thank you.
So did you have a mission statement or a model that you have?
No. Okay. A mission statement?
Or maybe just a thought, like, that's behind it all, that inspires you and pushes you to keep doing it.
And you're a visionary, you said. Yeah. I'm sure you have.
That's a really good way to put it. I definitely, the way that I see of keep on going with this is by the people and the talent that's here in Portland. and seeing the passion that people have here. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, there's a few fashion shows that happen here around town, and I want to keep on going. And I was like, I want to do different shows or networking events and keep on giving opportunity to everybody. I'm like, I want people to come and reach out to me, because sometimes I don't see them, but I'm like, I'm putting myself out there and creating this business, you know, putting my name on the line to give a platform for somebody.
Access, mm-hmm. to give access,
yeah.
to people.
And that's all I want to do. I want to be able to open doors for other people, because for me, that's what makes me happy, mm-hmm. is like helping somebody else out. And achieving their dreams, because it's just so hard and there's so many competitions and stuff, and I'm just like, hey, I'm here. Yeah. Let me see what I can do for you, you know? I mean, I'm just starting out, but I'm willing to do it.
That's good. So, like you said, a platform for other people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it sounds like you started a mission statement right here, which is great.
Yeah, I'm writing it down right now.
Creating equitable access.
Yeah.
Love that.
You're listening to KBO Radio, Voices of Vision, with your hosts, Pallavi and Charles Chambry.
On Voices of Vision show, we spotlight authentic stories and voices making a difference in our communities right here in Oregon. Here at KBOO, find all the information about this episode at kboo.com/FM.
All right, so now we get into our fireside chats, which is a little bit deeper questions, and that's ran by our beautiful Pallavi.
Thank you so much, Mr. Charles, who's a handsome guy right here, and I don't get it why he's stuck on emceeing but not doing the modeling himself, which yeah. you're going to make a great fit. But coming back to our guest here, Veronica.
Hey, I know this is late, but call me Professor.
Professor, there hey, you go.
No, when I was doing the titles and stuff, I should say Professor. That's when people start professor. Calling me Professor.
That's more profound.
Yes.
Yes, okay. But,
sorry about that.
Professor Charles.
Yes.
And our guest here, Veronica, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's hear from you. So the first question is about fashion meeting the purpose. And my question to you is, what did the faces and fashion of Petal and Pose mean to you personally?
For me, it meant that, like, accepting this big opportunity and a short notice and making it happen. Because that is like, sometimes you have these opportunities and you don't know mm-hmm. how it's going to go. And like the people that you bring in, if it's going to work out or not. With Petal and Pose, I just was reaching out to people. And it's like, I already built these connections with some people. And my team built the connections with some people also to be able to be like, oh, they're willing to like help us out. I mean, it's like a free event, like a camp. Pay anybody. I'm not in a position yet to pay anybody. Mm. I'm trying to get there.
Yeah.
But like, it was just such a way for me to be like, oh my gosh, like they see the collaboration in this. They see that it's like, that we all have a passion in this. And the fact that everybody's like coming together to make it happen, that to me is like beautiful, you know? Because I'm like, that's what it meant, I guess, in that short amount of time. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, because that is what I'm trying to like build, is like the connections with the community and be like, hey, I have this great opportunity and it could help benefit all of us if we all just come together.
Yeah.
You know, like I would say like with Shine Vodka, that's a local vodka here. They are local and they're also trying to put their names out there. And then they did Ofrenda for me. And then they're coming back for Soul Stitch. They're like, hey, like, we liked working with you. We want to keep on going. Like, if you have another show, call us.
Nice. Really, so the collaboration benefited yeah. them. And it sounds like you're great at bringing the community together.
Yeah. So Petal and Pose definitely opened the doors. Oh, not opened the doors, but opened my eyes to be like, oh, my gosh, they see that we could all work together in the same way in a super short amount of time.
And just to tell our audiences here, Petal and Pose was how many years ago? And is that the show that happened in 30 days? Is that the...
That was a 30-day show. Yeah. And that was the one that happened in June 1st.
Mm-hmm. Of 2024?
25.
Oh,
so just like,
jeez, like yeah. literally last month.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
a great show. Yeah, it was a great show.
Yeah, and then after that, now we're working on Soul Stitch. So, and then at that time, we didn't have a name for it for the next show. And we were like, oh my gosh, we need a name so we could start talking about it at the show. And we did it. And I'm just like, ugh.
It's like having a baby. You have to do a name.
It is. And I wanted a name that was very like personal and like a name that we could keep on reusing every year.
Wonderful. Very wise. Okay. How do you express your values like sustainability or activism through fashion?
I feel like fashion is just such a big statement. Every piece you wear is like a statement, you know, like a t-shirt that says something on there, you know, you're making a statement. I feel fashion is a very psychological kind of concept to me. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like however you wake up in the morning, whatever you put on, it determines your mood, mm-hmm. you know? So if you feel very exhausted, you're gonna
just pajamas,
t-shirt, jeans, whatever, yeah. you know, like something yeah. super simple.
Yeah.
But if you want, like, you know, to make a bold statement, you're gonna wear a t-shirt or a clothing that says it all, you know, on the t-shirt. And I think that that's like just a beautiful way to express who you are and what you represent and what you love, you know. Even like a band t-shirt, it's like you see somebody walking down the street and you're like, oh, I see what they like, mm-hmm. you know, like it just makes you understand who that person is.
Yeah. And you bring a very great point, and I want to pause here for literally 5 seconds to address our Professor Charles here. Every time I've seen him, I'm pretty sure his mood is always 100% because he's always dressed nice with his hat,
well,
his clothing,
thank you, Halevy. I appreciate
his flower, his shoes.
Thank you.
I mean, I've never seen pajamas. Yeah, no, I have totally seen it. He's always like dolled up over here.
No, it makes sense. Like when you said people dress up and they feel with their mood, and I instantly thought about a professor here.
Yeah.
Like I've always seen him, I mean, though I don't know how he must be feeling, but it's too much. It's too much to...
It's too much, huh?
Dress up. I mean, for me, that's why you never see me dress up.
It's way too much.
It's too much for me.
You dressed up today.
So I have a different respect for you. Like when I always see you with all from top to bottom, I'm like, wow. Like I can now get it when you say that. It's the people's mood, how they're feeling, and he keeps up with that. So hats off to you.
And I would say when I was doing like the styling school during like COVID and stuff, one of my classes was basically talking about the fashion and stuff. And they said that even if you're feeling kind of down, just dress yourself for one day and see how that's going to change your mood. Mm. You know, just put on a little bit of like a clean shirt and a skirt or like nice.
I do that with lipstick. I'm like, happy, my mood, it's the lipstick.
Yeah, exactly. Like small little things like that. And see how your mood is going to go the rest of the day.
So my...
I was going to say you look great today.
Thank you.
Look good too.
I feel like...
What's the red? What's the red about?
The red?
How are you feeling with the red?
Feeling bold, I guess. I don't know.
Red with bold.
I don't know.
So my key takeaway from this conversation is whatever... Pick one thing that's easy on you to enlighten your mood, to lighten up your day, whether it's as simple as a lipstick or a piece of clothing or, like you said, a clean shirt.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. All right. Getting on to behind the scene magic. Who's one unsung hero behind the scenes you want to shout out?
Okay. Well, Jen is like my right-hand lady. She does amazing job. Nicholas is my backstage manager. Hands down, amazing work. But there is this one that I'm like, he always shows up, does his job right, doesn't complain, doesn't do anything, is Tate. Tate is like such a good... I met him at Fashion X, and he's always done such an amazing job, never complains. We had some issues at like Ofrenda, and I recruited him, and I was like, hey, I could use like a volunteer, do you mind helping? And he was like, yeah, of course. And there was like something with the seating, and then he came and people were like, I can't find my seat and all this, and then he just was like, stepped in and he was like, I got it, I'll figure it out, and he just made everybody like feel comfortable and happy. And he's like, yeah, there's no seating over here, I'll just bump you up to like the first, you know, first row, because I don't know where your seat is, and somebody else is sitting in your seat, I guess.
Wow. You know? Sounds like a one-man army.
Yeah. And he's just always has a smile on his face, and I'm like, that's nice. I like you, Zay. You're good. Yeah. And then at Petal and Pose, him and his girlfriend showed up, and same thing. There was a big old gap between like the models were exiting the elevator, and then they had to go into this other room. So then it's like, how are we gonna like make him walk over there without like nobody noticing their outfits and stuff? And then we gave him some umbrellas, so he had to like walk each and every model over there, and he was totally fine, just a big old smile. And then he got his girlfriend to do it. And I was like, I got two now. Yes.
So sounds like his mood is always nice and happy. So is he always dressed well?
He is. He totally is. He totally is always dressed to the T.
Okay. Yeah. So that means every time I'm feeling grumpy, I should just go dress up and change my
It out. Yeah, just try it out and see how you feel.
Well, I feel like you left out somebody. What about Monse?
Monse, she's my cousin.
Okay.
She does photography whenever she feels like it, and I adore her to death. But like, yeah, she's like my number was
two. Family's always there. They don't need to
like if I feel it's very relevant. Overwhelmed with like the website, like my friend Anastasia that was working on my website. It's going to have a baby. So she's like dealing with family and doing all that. So then I was telling Monse, I was like, hey, like, I don't know technology like that. Like, I'm overwhelmed. Like, I don't know what to do. And then she's like, well, I like playing around. Like, I'll do that. Like, I'll see what I can do. So she'll step in and help me out in those scenarios. But then I give her like a job. Like, I'm like, hey, I need like a photo shoot with these models. Are you available? And she's like, she could be like, nah. Or she could be like, yes, I'm available. And it's like, cool. That. Yeah, I know.
Family for each other.
And it's also like family where she easily could be like, no.
Yeah, I'm kind of mad at her because I want her to be here. I want you to meet her, Pallavi, and Jin, too.
Hopefully
I want Pallavi to meet Jin as well.
Well, hopefully next time. I'll definitely get them along.
Yeah. We'd love to meet you, too.
I'm just going to get them in the car and not tell them where we're going.
Yeah.
Because Monse gets anxiety, so she'll be like, I can't do it.
Okay. Good to know. We'll make sure we can keep their anxiety levels down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to KBO Radio, Voice of Vision with Charles and Pallavi.
All right, we're halfway into the show, and I have my next question for you about your style. In three words, would you please describe your personal style?
I would say maybe a little edgy. I would say kind of like laid back. The older I get, I'm like, I just want flats. I want to be cozy. I can't do heels no more.
And I'm assuming you're not 40 plus, right? You're still under 40.
I'm in my mid-30s.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I'm just like, I used to wear stiletto heels all the time because I'm short. Jeez. And I just want to make eye contact with somebody up there.
I'm surprised you didn't carry a stool or a ladder.
You'd be surprised.
How tall are you again?
I'm 5'1".
5'1", okay.
Yeah.
So am I, 5'1".
Yeah, so you know. And then also, like, being in the modeling industry, it's like you wouldn't get jobs because you're not that tall.
Some standards you have to meet. Yeah,
so now I'm just, like, in my, like, I guess, like, relaxed style. So kind of, like, laid back. Mm-hmm. A little edgy, I would say. Like, I love, like, my boots. I'm such a boot girl. Like, I have Doc Martens that are, like, my...
Wow, I could not have guessed that about her. I mean, Charles is big here. On shoes, like every time I see him, I'm like, where did you get that? Like, I want links from him every time I look at shoes.
He's doing such a great job with compliments today. I got the most compliments on this episode, which I appreciate. Like, I'm not trying to stop you. I'm just like,
tell me one thing. Isn't that true? Every time I see you, have a good shoe on you.
Yeah, I have a lot of shoes. You sell a lot more. But
how many pairs of shoes do you? Now I'm curious.
I have over 50 shoes. I used to have like 100 and so, but I give a lot to the poor and double down a little bit. So.
But my point is they are all unique shoes.
Yeah.
And every time I see him wearing it, I want my husband to wear them. I'm like, where did you get that? Can I get the link for him? And that is something that comes personally when there was a fashion show where he was emceeing, right? My husband met him and he complimented on his shoes and he was like, dude, buddy, where did you buy those? So, that's a compliment from both of us.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Shoes are important.
Yeah, and I could have never told you a boot girl. Like, looking at you, I could not have said that. Oh, how about you, Charles? Could you have guessed?
What you got on right now? I'm just curious. What kind of boot?
Let's see. Tell that to our audience. Oh, my God. Okay. She's got black boots.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, my God. I don't want to flash. The camera's right there. I don't want to flash it.
Oh, boy. Okay, that was fun. Now, moving on from the boots to the conversation back here.
Yeah.
Looking ahead. What are you most excited about for Soul Stitch on August 23rd?
What I am more excited about, I just want to have a very good, I wouldn't say super successful, but a good environment kind of show. Like, I want to give all that opportunity to everybody and bring light to all the creatives that are being a part of the show. And I hope that, like, doing this show just kind of, like, I guess opens the door to do more shows, you know, and gives us more of an opportunity to partner up with somebody else.
So explain good. How are you going to measure good? Like, what are your...
Good, just like everybody's having a good time and everybody's happy and everybody's content. And that's what I loved about Ofrenda. I felt like there were so many good vibes, and you go backstage, even though, you know, makeup was running a little behind because of the makeup, the great, like, beautiful makeup, Dia de los Muertos makeup. Even though we were running behind, you would go backstage and all the models that were already there earlier, they were just still, like, partying. They were, like, having a good time. They were, like, taking photos with each other and making these beautiful connections with each other, which personally, like, I really loved. Because now it's, like, if they go to another different show, they'll know each other. So now they are creating this. Yeah, they're not alone. So that's kind of what I want in Soulfish,
too. I love that good. I love that kind of good.
Yeah, me too. It's like I'm trying to, like, create, like, a little family, and these all are my babies, and I'll scoop them all up.
So it also sounded like when you said you want a good show equals people being happy, mood, which means please dress up. Do not show in pajamas, right? In other words.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to show up in pajamas in August. Look at the weather we've been having.
Unless your show is, like, exclusive AC, and I'm like, I need a stole or a blanket or something.
You know what? I'll follow you around with a fan if that's what you want. A little wet banana leaf.
There you go, like a fan. That's a good one. All right. Thank you for that. My last question to you is, what's in the future for more shows from you?
Tú estás escuchando KBOO por la 90.7 FM y en la internet kboo.fm.
Bienvenidos a un breve informativo en su estación comunitaria KBOO 90.7 FM. Hoy